Elaine Boozler is coming to the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, May 3rd, and this is something I've been wanting to say for the longest time. Where the hell have you been? I mean, really, you used to play Philadelphia all the time. As soon as I saw you were coming, I turned to Rob and said, get Elaine Boozler on the phone.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm married to Bill Siddons, right?
Right,
who used to manage the Doors and manage every rock group who ever lived.
Right.
He is the least excitable, the most understated. You know, no matter what it is, he'll go, yeah, good, fine, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, good, fine. I literally get an email from him. You have to do this interview. This is what he writes. Legendary DJ. Legendary DJ. And for me, I went, oh, my God, that's like 15 paragraphs of rage from him. So I'm really happy to be talking to you.
Now you got to answer this for me. I mean, have you not been touring? I mean, you know, or have you just not?
I have been. I really have been. But I started an animal rescue organization, mm-hmm. a nationwide one called Tales of Joy.
Uh-huh.
I started in 96, but I actually became a nonprofit in 2001. And I travel everywhere and raise money for local rescues everywhere by doing, you know, big theaters. And I guess I just haven't really gotten to Philly in a while, or, you know, I apologize.
Elaine, you're going to freak out over this. Not only am I a big animal supporter, especially dogs and shelters, but the very next day, the day after you're here on May the 4th, I'm doing my huge dog event, which is called the DiBella Dog Walk. And we're talking about 3,000 to 5,000 people and 25 to 30 different shelters and rescue groups, not all that far from where this theater is.
Then I'm going to come.
Yes!
What?
Yes! I wasn't even planning this.
I will be there.
You can be
there.
The honorary host.
Right. I will.
We'll make her a judge in one of the contests.
I love it.
Well, I'd make everybody win.
Well, with all of this travel, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like for you being on airplanes.
Well, I like it. You know, I mean, I'm the only person who still likes flying, uh-huh. you know, because I let myself cheat. Like, I'll read a really crappy thing like the New York Post. I used to hide the Post in Hustler on the way home, so I wouldn't be ashamed. But, you know, the only thing that I still cannot figure out is that, you know, we have to take off our shoes still. And mm-hmm. I have never figured out from day one, really, I mean, what woman is going to blow up her shoes? If I was going to blow up my shoes, I would put them on a different airplane. No woman's going to blow up her shoes. Don't waste our time. Leave us alone.
Well, you know what I've never gotten about airlines is why is it they ask you to board, but when it comes time to leave, they want you to deplane?
Oh, that's very interesting. I mean, if you put it the other way, what would they say? You know, unboard or deboard?
Deboard or change it the other way around. We are now planing aisles 6 through 22.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It is. I mean, if you're going to start with language, you know, you could just go crazy. I mean, I'll say quinoa on stage because I'm still trying to figure out what it is. What is it?
It's a grain.
I don't know what it is, but I know you have to have it.
It's a grain.
It's cardboard balls is what it is.
Oh, no, that's kale. No, I'm sorry. Kale is the cardboard, no matter what you think.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it has no flavor.
Which is still better than kale.
Elaine Boozler will be appearing at the Sellersville Theater.
And appealing.
Appealing. She's both, ladies and gentlemen, at the Sellersville Theater on May 3rd.
And the next day.
And the very next day at the DiBella Dog Walk at Green Lane Park. We will get you all of the information. If you want information about Elaine and her tickets, you can get tickets through st94.com. Thank you so much for coming back. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the dog walk.
Thanks, John. I'll tell Bill we had a good time.
Oh, yeah. And tell Bill we want to interview him also before he writes the book.
Well, you know, if he could remember anything, we'd already be rich.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.